of the road is no private cul-de-sac.
Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. It's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Alana Medlock of Kingston, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
This is Mitch McConnell when I'm up in the Catskills to go hunt bear and visit my friends in the Greene County Legislature. I always tune into WGXC. I love that weird show, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, but it's not on very often.
Welcome to the Thingularity Radio program, broadcasting live from the palatial administrative offices of the Catskill Makers Syndicate here on Bridge Street and the Treehouse. We are quantum. We are everywhere. To my left is Ben. How you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not bad. We have Greg with us tonight. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Our sound guy, Brian.
Hey, we're actually on.
Yeah, we are. He's doing his job. And
there were so many things messed up, dude.
And coming across the wide internet, we have the disembodied voice of our friend, Phil. How you doing, Phil?
Okay.
Sound guy, how's Phil coming through? Are we good?
I have no idea.
Awesome. Great. So then if we ask him a question and if everybody else hears, you know, a blank, they can just insert their own answer.
Yep.
See what they're playing with this now.
It's WGXC. We figured it's just like an experiment.
Everything's an experiment.
Always.
All the time.
An experiment.
So, anybody got anything they want to bring to the table today? Anything on their mind? Bugging you? Grinding your gears? Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have asked that one. Well, I'm
cosmology.
We don't normally, but if you would like to, that's perfectly fine.
No, just checking.
Okay. Oh, there is no structure or requirements here. All we have to do is keep talking.
Continuity. How important is continuity?
It's really important in a TV show. Otherwise, people start getting confused.
Yeah, this is radio.
Yeah, nobody can tell that my hairstyle is different than it was last time.
That's a lie.
See? OK. Okay, well, let's see. It's July 3rd, and I know I'm already waiting to Google on July 5th fireworks mishap, but I know one occurred already as a pregame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I linked to it. There was a fireworks factory that went up, and seven people are missing. So,
oh, I don't think they're missing.
They will be missed.
they will be missed,
but they're not missing.
They're not missing.
They done got vaporized. Like, people are showing me, like, x-rays from family members that blew off, like, fingers and stuff, and I'm like, yeah. I'll see your M80, and I'll raise you an entire fireworks factory.
I think a less macabre one, I think the guys down in Dutchess or Ulster, they blew up a car with some fireworks, which was kind of neat.
Okay.
Yeah, just as a safety demonstration. I can't remember. I think also a mailbox. It seems like everything that you wanted to do as a child, they did. So I don't know if they, like, demystified it or they're like, this is a great idea.
Huh. Like, did we normalize it or did we just give the kids a whole bunch of ideas?
Yeah, it was one of the counties below us. They, like, blew up a car and then...
Okay.
Then a mailbox.
That explosion happened days ago, and they are still looking for them. Where? Up?
I mean, it's burning metal. It's really hot.
I mean, where are you looking for these people? There's a hole there now.
Yeah.
I was telling you guys before about back in the early 80s, living in the East Village, we would go down to Chinatown to get ordnance. And they had everything. I mean, like, really serious, like, artillery and all kinds of stuff. And there was just, like, a little old grandmothers in the dark alleyways, you know, and they'd hand you, like, a paper bag with your goods. And then at the end, after, you know, the July 4th celebrations were done, they would light everything on fire, and you could just see this mountain of smoke coming up out of Chinatown. It was unbelievable.
Wow. That sounds fun. Or dangerous.
It really just sounds like New York in the 80s was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, they've had thousands of years of practice. So.
Some people I know would, they would have parties out on the river. And what they would do is they would stack up a bonfire, you know, taller than a person, big pile of wood, and then they would fill all the cracks with fireworks. And then they'd light the bonfire. And the best part is there's no timing for any of this. As that bonfire goes up through the night, random fireworks just keep shooting off from the inside of it. Don't get too close. Yeah.
We also used to go to Roosevelt Island at the very southern tip. There was this big abandoned hospital complex. And we would, like, I forget how we got in there, F train, I think. And there was an abandoned entrance, and you sneak in through that. And we would climb up to the top floors, and there was no roofs or anything. And these were, like, psychiatric hospitals, and cool. We'd, like, you know, we'd have, like, a case of beer and a bathtub up there.
Yep.
And it turns out that's where they were lighting the fireworks from, right? They'd have a barge right at the southern tip of the island, so we'd be, like, looking straight up as the fireworks.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great.
Oh, wow. Right through the non-roof.
Yeah.
We get, closest I get to that is if they're going to set off some fireworks over on Dutchman's Landing or something, I can just take my kayak out into the river. The cops do not like it, but it is your legal right to be there. They can't stop you. No, they'll try to kick you out.
Really?
Because it's dangerous. There's boats out there trying to look, and you don't matter as much as the people with money. So they shoo you away. Because they're pigs.
I mean, to be fair, the guy probably in the boat is drunk. You're in the kayak.
Looking up at those pretty, pretty sparks in the sky. Yeah.
Phil, are you still there?
Phil!
I hear him talking, but, like, somebody's talking to him.
I am. I'm mute. Stunned and mute.
I'm trying to remember what that hospital.
It's about the
He's
hospital.
Trying to remember the hospital.
What was that hospital for? When did they close it?
Is he low or are you low?
He's low.
I'm having trouble hearing him.
He's having a conversation somewhere else.
Of course he is.
Oh.
He thinks he's like, you're not mute.
Am I not clear?
Oh, you can hear me? Oh, no, no, no.
Phil is doing a different show at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still back on Roosevelt Island.
All right, well, here's
that hospital. Yeah, it's now a condo. I remember them marketing it around 2007. I had to do an advertisement for them in the city, a little web one, where insane people were, abused and whatnot. It became a high-end condo.
Awesome. Sounds like it was right on the river.
Right.
Prime real estate.
Yeah.
Well, it was right in the East River, Rosewood Island.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Man, if I ever wished for the occurrence of ghosts.
These were beautiful old hospitals with the ivied walls, you know, and just completely falling apart. And a big round thing, like it was the round part of the building with the dome on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy looking.
So,
do they have no planetarium, I'm assuming? No.
Crazy people love planets.
Right? It'd be so much better, right?
So, anybody having deep, dark conversations with ChatGPT?
No, are you?
Oh, I am, because not ChatGPT, but I'm smart enough to take an LLM and load it onto my own computer and run it there. But apparently, some people have accounts where they talk to the actual main server, ChatGPT. And if you've done ever... The New York Times now has legal access to everything you said to it.
What?
How did that happen?
Loading. New York Times, to start searching, deleted ChatGPT logs after beating OpenAI in court.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
It was denied OpenAI's objections that were seemingly unmoved. Company claims that the order forced OpenAI to abandon longstanding privacy norms and weaken privacy protections. I'm not seeing why the order was issued, though.
I thought there was a tenet where the New York Times basically sued ChatGPT, claiming that they infringed on their intellectual property.
The news plaintiffs, New York Times, claimed the order was urgently needed to preserve potential evidence in their copyright case, alleging that ChatGPT users are likely to delete chats where they attempted to use the chatbot to skirt paywalls to access news content.
Oh. That's actually not a bad idea.
Good use.
If your systems allow that chatbot to skirt your security, then that's your fault, no one else's.
Yeah, but there's a fair bit of case law saying that that's actually hacking.
Yeah, but these are owned by billionaires, so no, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you and I did it, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All that piracy that everybody got sued for by the MPAA, that was valid, but this piracy, we can't touch them. And that big, beautiful bill passed, right? That means that no state in this country is allowed to produce legislation limiting artificial intelligence in any way, shape, or form. We now are its bitch.
What? Yeah.
Listen to me very carefully. When me and Marjorie Taylor Greene are angry and yelling about the exact same thing, you are in hell.
So she's going to...
You are in the worst time.
She's probably going to still vote for the bill.
She did. She voted for the bill and then complained about it because she said, I didn't read it. Because she's Marjorie Taylor Greene and she can't read.
You know what?
Because she's from Georgia.
You know what they could have done?
You just Jesus. Wow, that's
they could have put it.
State.
I know enough people in Georgia where all of you owe me. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, but Atlanta's nice, man. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Nope.
Atlanta is nice.
I wouldn't Atlanta's be caught not, dead in Georgia.
No, just go to Atlanta. Like, it's really nice, man.
No.
Beautiful aquarium.
No.
Olympic
I'll
Park.
I'll go there with torches and pitchforks, thank you.
Yeah. Joe, I mean.
Now you're being more hillbilly than the guys from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Sorry.
Atlanta's nice, dude. I swear.
I got to infiltrate first.
Infiltrate.
I got to be as bigoted and prejudiced.
You can still
as they
smoke
are.
In a bar.
Okay, every complaint has just been. I take everything back. Take it all back. Never mind. You can still smoke in a bar down the.
If
you
the
smoke
bar,
in a hotel.
If the bar is 21 plus, you can still smoke in the bar.
Can you smoke in a hotel?
I do not know.
Because I'll move there. I quit smoking years ago.
I know, but.
Smoking's bad for you. Don't smoke.
And some of the best music comes out of Georgia.
Yeah.
Because it's inversely related to the politics.
There you go.
Fair enough. And something tells me if that's the case, then the music coming out of Georgia is about to get a lot better.
Yeah. And everywhere.
In Louisiana, and Kentucky, and Tennessee. Sorry, red states.
Well, actually, I think they said, what is it? Louisiana and Oklahoma have the most to lose.
Damn.
With the bill's passage, because I believe both of those states guarantee the right to health care in the state constitutions. Therefore, when the Medicaid cuts come through, they still can't cut the Medicaid going to the people.
So they're going to have to pay for it.
Exactly.
Through
state funding.
Yeah. ha ha. I don't know what. Listen. We are in a position, we have been forced into a position where we are now all in competition. And if Murkowski wasn't exactly an example of that, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
She literally screwed over the rest of the country to save her state from the hell of this bill. And it didn't work. They're still getting screwed over. And now everyone hates her. And we all hate Alaska now.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of weird. It was the... Sort of, they kept the SNAP benefits the same. It was a non-tax on whalers, which was kind of weird. And what was the other one? There was one other caveat for her.
Oh, Medicaid. They didn't have to give up Medicaid for the Alaskans.
Okay, yes. So there you go.
They're like, we don't want that to affect us. You guys can all go die in a ditch, but we want to be protected. And
it does seem a little lopsided.
Yeah, and if you are a representative of Alaska, well, all of Alaska is...
To be fair, she got the best deal. shouldn't laugh, but...
She did, but then they took those out of the bill. I'm pretty sure the provisions that were laid out for her were removed.
Mm. So they stole her...
They talked her into it, and then they... Yeah, because that's what a Republican is, a two-faced person that has no goodwill. They will achieve their goal at all cost.
Wow.
Which is, in a disgusting way, admirable, but, you know, you're willing to kill lots of innocent people to get your goal isn't worth it.
Mm.
If you have to hurt an innocent person, you need to rethink your strategy.
Yeah.
And that's true with anything you're trying to do.
But, you know, on the upside... we all get to look at videos of $2 trillion jet planes that can take off vertically. So we got that going for us.
Dude, those are pretty sweet. And then they march them down, Pennsylvania.
But are they effective? Are they worth it?
They're totally worth it. Like those billion-dollar bunker buster bombs that we literally shoved up Fordor's air hole and it didn't even work.
Yeah.
So we took...
I mean, to be fair, we did close the entryways. That worked.
One of them.
There's my golf clap. I mean, revealing to the world that our bunker busters we've never used before are basically worthless. And in exchange, we got Iran to, one, set back their program a couple of months, and two... We have now permanently set them on a course for nuclear weapons. There is no way they won't do it now.
Mm.
There is no negotiation we can do. They will never trust us again.
Yeah.
That's why they're not talking to us. They're talking to anybody else in the area. Yeah.
It was just brinkmanship before, still. And it still is.
But we're not in the game anymore. Brinksmanship is now amongst the UK, the EU, and China.
Yeah.
They get to have a say. We don't.
Where the
we will now sit down and take our place as, you know, rank and file. We are not a superpower anymore.
I thought you were going to say the dustbin of history.
No. Oh, no, no. We're not dead yet. We're going to go out kicking and screaming. I promise you that.
Post-Empire is the most fun part of Empire.
Oh, yeah. I can't, like, I'm already poised to take over Connecticut. You think New York isn't going to take over one or two of those states next to us?
Yeah, but why?
Because no one will stop us.
Right. So,
we have entered a position
of balkanization stage.
might makes right right now. Yeah. People are rewriting history because they won and they're scumbags.
Mm. So, I would agree with you on that. I would agree with you that they're scumbags. They are attempting to rewrite history. Whitewash it. I think the problem is that eventually, I mean, hopefully, people realize they're getting fucked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you see, people are going to...
I think it might come
down the line.
That's literally, that crystallizes it right there. Hopefully people realize...
Yeah.
You're getting...
People might realize they're in the same position that, say, Israel and Iran in are right now, as described by some people in power, you might say. Not good. But the problem is the bill passed, so now the hammer comes down. And
you could also hope that they, like, what is the other thought that they have? Self-destruct on it. Because, like, the Senate increased certain aspects of the bill, right? So it's not getting passed anytime soon. Because there's the hard right that are like, oh, we won't give them anything.
You know the bill passed, right?
Oh, completely passed?
Yeah.
No, I did not know.
The bill is now law of the country.
Oh, well.
Is it?
Yes. Why do you think my attitude switched from slightly hopeful to dire?
I mean, I would be more dire about it because, like, it does cut a lot of the science funding. It cuts art funding.
They're cutting that even before the bill.
It cuts Medicaid funding.
It cuts Medicaid.
Cuts NASA funding. It puts SpaceX in the middle of everything. SpaceX will now have the ability to target and kill Americans as civilians. Not yet, but the groundwork has now been laid for that to occur. And since habeas corpus has been basically thrown to the wayside,
whenever
you make the government angry, they might just drone your house.
I mean, it's habeas corpus. Yeah. It's habeas corpus for certain people. Now, like, I get that, and like, it's still gross. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to say that like any of this stuff that these guys are doing is not gross. Like,
no. Give me like a silver lining, Ben. Come on.
The naked corruption of, you know, Kristi Noem, it's Donald Trump, and just basically Co. Maybe somebody will eventually realize that, like, hey, wait, my politician is wearing a $50,000 watch, and is only supposed to be making about $120,000 a year. Where did you get it from?
Kristi Noem?
Yeah.
Kristi Noem was doing ads for plastic surgery doctors in other states. That's why people from her state got really mad at her. They're like, why are you endorsing doctors from other states and stuff like that specifically? So her face paid for her stuff, kind of.
Yeah, but why isn't that declared? I mean, that's the other problem, too. So if you're doing these commercials, like, you got money.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that declared?
This is what would happen before. What they're doing right now is they are all making gobs of money.
It is kind of like crazy, like how that's sort of like gluing together just like this weird corrupt triumvirate, you know. And then like the other weird thing is that you've got these guys, they're sort of marginally attached to society. Well, actually, no, you really can't say that because it was half the country. Voting for him and like thinking that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's like he's corrupt, like terribly, but not tech.
No,
I just think, you know, if you know the claim is make America great again, you don't do that by cutting science funding, by cutting the arts, by cutting, you know, USAID funding, anything that really showed how wonderful America was. And then you're just like, you know what? We'll just dustbin this and, you know, attack even, let's just say, our format, public radio, and say that, you know, you shouldn't fund that either because, you know, well, it's for, it should be for profit only.
It should be.
Well, they're not, they don't want to fund it because of political reasons or ideological.
No, I mean, I get reason. That.
The less than stealth reason.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have an umbrage with NPR because NPR doesn't lie. I don't. Yeah, I mean that's the main problem is AP, NPR doesn't lie.
The AP, like the gold standard for news, was kicked out of like the White House because Donald Trump doesn't like people that tell the truth.
Or even like the actual information.
And that's what's under attack: science, truth.
I
that
think
ship has sailed.
Information.
Yeah, I think there's a general attack on decency. I don't know. I mean, maybe if Donald Trump is actually successful in deporting Elon, maybe they'll realize that he might eat his own.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. But then again, if Elon does get deported, people might realize that absolutely everybody's at risk of being deported. Because if you're going to deport a billionaire, you'll deport anybody.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
it's interesting. Now the it's like a big grift, and now the big grift is totally out in the open and in your face, and yeah.
But it's not, because a lot of people think that the bill that passed is going to give them a tax break. A lot of people out there think that they're going to get more money in their pocket now.
From the big bill?
I mean,
what have they been telling them?
They will get a tax break. They will get a teeny tiny one that lasts a couple years, and they'll get a little extra few bucks in their pocket. Meanwhile, the people at the top of the food chain economically are getting a more exponentially larger break
and
that lasts forever.
And the safety net for everyone else.
So they just basically gave up $1,000 tomorrow to get 20 bucks today. Mm-hmm. Because that's how most Americans think, and Republicans realized it and they took advantage of it.
Yeah, I don't even know if people
it's
are that
a giant
age.
Payday loan scheme.
Like the demographic you're referring to is probably a more low information one that's not even paying attention to even that.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get duped into
super
thinking that
out.
Like Donald Trump is anything other than a terrible, terrible choice.
I don't know. Some guy who launched his own NFT and then what, a meme coin, and then
his own cologne.
He has a clone?
Scent 45 and 47. Now you can smell like success. By the cologne.
Oh, I thought you said clone. I was like,
himself? No. I back for no. No.
Clone himself?
What is it, like the essence of old McDonald's fry grease?
Yeah, I think it is.
By the way, I think I figured it out. Like, that's the only thing Russia has on Trump is I will bet a lot of money that they're like, we will eliminate your children if you do not do exactly as we say. Baron probably has an explosive implant already in his body.
Have you watched Escape from New York lately?
Well, yep.
While half asleep.
And then I watched Escape from LA. Because Escape from LA is starting to become a little more accurate.
You're right.
Because they got that whole Che Guevara guy going on. Yeah, we're going to need one of them, and it's not going to be Mamdani. He's going to be like the clean Che that doesn't kill people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we're going to have a socialist mayor of New York that's a Muslim. So I'm going to travel back in time, and I'm going to talk to myself from 2003 and go, hey, New York City is going to get a socialist Muslim mayor.
Not if APEC can help it. They're getting to work.
No, hold it. What? Do you have a problem with that? That's not clear to me.
Well, since there's a break in the speaking, I'm just going to let everybody know you're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Phil had a question.
Phil, you there, buddy?
I am. I'm trying to figure out what, you know, the severity of the problem, you know, and what are... the inevitability of some of this stuff, you know? How dark do you want to get? you know, is sarcasm the going to carry the day here? Do you find humor in it? Or is it just going to get dark and dark and ugly? What do you think?
Oh, I am a very dark and ugly person. So that's why I need people of light around me.
I don't know. I'm not sure you're going to find much light anywhere these days.
Oh, man. Damn it, Joe, you just brought Phil down. Now he's etching you, Joe.
The lights are just going out. The lights are going out. I don't know.
Yeah, everything circles around eventually. Hopefully we can kick it forward somehow.
I mean, as the American Empire dies, the rest of the world's going to do better. I mean...
Do you
right?
Think?
Yeah, yeah. No, oh, right now?
Yeah. Well,
France is ecstatic. Germany is loving all the scientists were bleeding out. They're collecting them right now, and they're very happy to get them.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, nobody else is standing up to really sort of fund sort of the gaps that we had where we were buying people's AIDS medications. We were, you know, the food aid. Like, there's a lot of things that just got cut
out. Oh, China's starting to fill those in. They're eager to fill in every bit of soft power we're receiving. Not like entirely as much aid as we're giving, but they are giving out aid, and they are helping out people where we are not now. So China's loving the fact that we don't care anymore, and we're just giving that up. Germany, like I said, EU is enjoying the brain drain from the United States. We're losing everything that's of value right now, of true, real value that keeps us going. And we're going to keep all the idiot rednecks and their guns. We're going to have plenty of them.
Yay.
Wow. That's okay. That's what they want. They want things to break down so that they can take power for themselves. Because they can't do it any other way.
Well, should we talk about something else?
Well, this one guy got a brain chip that's letting him talk, and that sounded cool.
He can talk to Elon.
It translates.
Elon. It talks.
No, I'm pretty sure this is not a non-Elon project. Finally, thankfully, jeez.
Neuralink? No, Neuralink is. Yeah, no, that was his poster child from a couple of years back.
It was.
Got that one? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Neuralink is, you know, so there's so many just cross currents, you know, there's just no, I shouldn't say there's no direction.
It's all direction.
It's just turbulence. It's just turbulence.
Yeah.
A lot of churn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Neuralink, I don't know, any Neuralink fans?
Nope, nobody's a fan of Neuralink. No, like, everybody's... Yeah, the entire idea is really cool because we want people that are in comas and disabled, different levels of disability, to be able to have access to normal means of communication for them, not to mention the fact that regular people can possibly enhance themselves. We already figured out contact lenses that let you see in infrared. So maybe we get a brain implant that... starts beaming advertisements directly into your dreams.
That's totally from a William Gibson novel.
Yeah, it'll get commoditized. How soon?
Well, I mean, at least people are working with good hearts, because a team of scientists at the University of California, Davis, has built a neural prosthesis that can instantly translate brain signals into sounds, phonemes, and words. It may be the first real step we have taken towards a fully digital voice tract. So, you know, instead of, like, operating a computer and having it talk for you, you could just have the chip translate your thoughts and make it, you know, words. Which makes me wonder if anybody's going to screw up one day and their deep thoughts accidentally get translated into the regular words. And, like, they start talking to, like, their sister-in-law and they're like, yeah, I appreciate every comment you make about, like, my wife's, you know... interior decorating, and then you just go, you stupid, stupid person, and it just, you're like, wouldn't it be, like, they develop natural Tourette's, digital Tourette's.
Digital Tourette's.
Sounds like the name of a band.
It will be now. That's a good one.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
The patient... trouble is all the wrong people are interested in it. The U.S. Army,
yeah.
DARPA, CIA.
You see, I'm thinking universal translator. I'd like to be able to walk into another country and just talk to anyone. No.
We have that.
Smoothly. Smoothly. Oh. Just, oh, now I speak French. Oh, now I speak German. Thank you. Come again.
Or would it, like, have, like, the weird translation problems?
It's pretty close.
Like, you go to say, I'd like to, where is the bathroom, and you accidentally say, your mother is a goat?
No, well, I mean, like, what was it? They were doing, what was it, during the Chinese Olympics? You know, like, sometimes, like, they would have... like, I think it was for the handicap restroom. It was, like, deformed man. You know, like, weird things like that.
Oh,
so it was just, like, mistranslations.
Text size, well, that's kind of there. You know, like, you can look at a Japanese website translated to English, and it does pretty good. It does. You can pretty well understand what I'm talking about. You know, people may be a little bit more verbal, a little bit more print-oriented. They got a couple more years to go. But that's... you know, that's pretty standard. You know, that'll happen in our lifetime. You know, that'll happen in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
There. You know, your phone's going to be standard feature of your phone. It's going to help much?
Yeah.
It's not going to help this American demise.
Yeah.
Everybody speaks English anyway already, right? I don't know. Who wants to learn Chinese? Think that'll help?
Yeah, they teach it at school here. Like, who wants to learn Chinese, if that'll help? But they teach that at school here.
So,
hey, in Albany.
Let's hear the tariff stories. We've been, like, ordering little gadgets and that used to show up overnight, now take a month. Anybody got stories about that?
Small direct gadgets and components from China are at the same periodicity for me right now. I haven't ordered a lot, but a few things have just come in.
Their prices have come to parity, and now they're, like, emphasizing shipping from the United States instead of from overseas.
That's been happening for years.
Yeah, so but now it's, like, really big.
They're really queuing things up over here in smaller bulk.
I mean, if you're worried about small businesses, they could get a boost from the Trump administration rolling back asbestos regulations.
What?
That's a problem.
The Trump administration is currently reconsidering the ban on asbestos. They're like, this isn't a good idea.
Like, bring back that industry? That sounds like a single favor for a single client.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. You cannot destroy those asbestos tiles.
Nope.
You literally cannot. Like, the stuff that will melt, what is it, the linoleum tile? Melts the linoleum, turns it to goo. The second it hits the asbestos tile... it just stays asbestos tile.
It stays.
It does not. No, you cannot wreck that stuff.
So you're saying yes, that's a good idea.
It's a good idea just for that.
They don't wear out.
They do not. I mean, if they do, you're in trouble. But.
I'm trying to figure out what the motivation is behind this reconsideration.
It's got to be a favor for one person, right? I mean, there's nothing but... it's all pay-to-play now,
the
right?
Ban was finally settled and finalized by the Biden administration.
Like,
what, asbestos?
Yeah.
Well,
that's why.
One surprise they got anything done.
Yeah.
Right. It could be just that, spite. But I don't know. Would they do that for just spite, or is it a favor to one person? The one donor.
I would like to go back to selling baby powder with asbestos in it.
Ural's Best, one of the world's largest producers and sellers of asbestos, put Trump's face, along with the words, approved by Donald Trump, on some of its products. So they gave him probably a very big kickback.
What was it called? Ural's Best?
Ural's Best. U-R-U-R-A-L-S.
Ass.
Oh, I thought it was like Ural's, like the asbestos. Ural Mountains.
No,
U-R-A-L.
Yeah, I think it's the same spelling, yeah.
Okay. What are asbestos products? What are they used in? Cereal?
it's fireproof. It was used for a lot of things in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, but still?
No, not anymore. It is illegal now.
So who is promoting asbestos products?
Actually,
Russians? No, I don't know.
I'm looking that up because, I mean, asbestos can still be used in some commercial products because it's so fireproof. But it's not meant to be used in, like, a domestic house or a domicile like that. It has to be removed.
Industrial uses.
Products. What's up, Ural's Best? What are you up to?
They make blankets.
Not easy to find. Not easy to find. Something's up.
Newborn baby blankets. Make your babies fireproof.
Wasn't that a
California?
Yeah, wasn't that a thing?
Gas masks.
Pipe insulation. I've seen it flaking off of pipe insulation in the basement of hospitals.
Yes.
You mean my N95 mask from China isn't supposed to be made of asbestos?
But it won't burn then.
That's great. I mean, my body will be reduced to dust and cinder, but the mask will still be there.
Exactly. It was like the one time I found a bomb-proof phone. I'm like...
Bomb-proof? Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like...
Explosion-proof.
Explosive-proof phone.
So you can use that where you're working in a refinery or something.
Yeah, no, but you blew up. Who's using the phone? Like, it's kind of macabre, but like... If the room blew up... The person in the room is not bomb-proof.
Yeah. I think, I don't want bomb-proof it, but explosive-proof. It's
yes.
A spark rating.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make sparks when your hands are on the...
Got it. I thought, like, it was explosive resistant.
No. It will not cause an explosion in an industrial environment.
Got it. That's less macabre. Far, far less macabre.
I was thinking, yeah, exactly.
Well, everyone got splattered in the room. Let me go into that room and I'll make the phone call from there.
No.
Like, ooh, nobody wants that.
So did anybody read that article that I sent around that Tom Ditto sent me last year about Roger Penrose?
He mentioned that several times on the show over the past.
By the way, that company, 100% Russian, does not do anything in the United States.
Penrose consciousness.
So,
yeah, the physics of consciousness.
They probably want to sell things in the United States, and that's how they'll be able to do it again. It's a completely Russian company that's behind this.
Oh, really? That's so shocking.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. So what was
that?
Slightly better than we were talking about.
Penrose.
Oh, I did not watch that.
No.
I didn't have the time for that.
I did read some a few years ago when Tom was first bringing that up. It all confused me.
So, Greg, did you make it to the YouTube, the Penrose YouTube, or just the pages?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you make it to the YouTube or the
tech pages? I watched 20 minutes of the YouTube, and I found it really difficult to follow. I mean, it basically is about Schrodinger's cat. The cat is dead and alive, and as soon as you observe it, then one of those
becomes true and gets locked in.
Yeah,
the superposition locks down.
Right, exactly. So, the question is, how is it that consciousness can actually appear as a variable in the equation? It's what's called the Hamiltonian operator, the observer.
The observer creates the outcome.
It could also be considered biocentrism, requiring some sort of consciousness to basically establish the collapse of a probability, basically establishing reality. Not required, not real, bunch of bullshit. The end.
Wow. What? No.
No, your thoughts do not affect the observation of a thing. I mean... There's experiments, the dual split doesn't really work that way because what's really happening for observation isn't a human watching the photon go through a slit. What's happening is a detector is detecting the photon. And you cannot detect an electron or a photon going through anything without Heisenberg coming in and saying, you're going to modify it. So whatever you know about it must always be incomplete.
Well, one of the problems is that the physics is very, very accurate. Quantum mechanics is by far the most accurate scientific result. However, language doesn't describe it very well.
Mm. So yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
We're stuck trying to translate something that just doesn't make sense to the conscious mind, whatever's left of it after you've read the book.
Well, that's the pain. It's not. It doesn't have to make sense. It can be really wacky, and it's our obligation to wrap our heads around it, not it to just become simple and Occam's razor itself for us.
Even Einstein himself objected to it, and there's the famous discussions with Einstein and Bohr,
yeah,
where he says God does not play dice,
and Bohr says yes he does.
But at the same time, wasn't it Einstein that predicted superposition?
I don't
entanglement?
Know.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Spooky action at a distance. Yeah. He totally called it, and it bothered him because he didn't like the idea that theoretically an information translation can occur super speed of light.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
If the universe is deterministic, it doesn't. The end. Your particles are predetermined to be what they are going to be no matter what, and they're not actually talking. But... I mean, that's the simplest way of understanding it. It's the Bell's theorem stuff that gets in the way. And they're like, yeah, I didn't study this stuff, so I'm just telling you what a thousand YouTubes have told me.
It's interesting. Penrose himself says, well, I'm really not sure. I don't know, which is, pretty striking for the expert to be able to say that in his interview. And that was one of the comments about it, is that it was really interesting that he would say that.
Yeah, all I can tell you is Penrose is a lot smarter than me. I will tell you that with a shirt.
He just runs circles around us, and he goes, I don't know.
I think he's made one or two faux pas, but he's a genius. So if he says I don't know, then I'm probably not going to invest the brain cells and try to pan it out.
To figure out what he can.
But I mean, it's like saying like things don't exist until there's a conscious being to observe them, and that can't really happen because you need the things to exist to generate the conscious being. As far as we're aware, atoms come before brains. We got to have atoms formed in the primordial universe. That doesn't even happen until, like, all the plasma cools off, and then you start getting hydrogen and helium and then condensation into stars and et cetera. And I'm going somewhere with this, but the drugs have run out.
Yeah. Well, but then there's the opposite theory that consciousness is before everything.
Okay.
Meta to everything.
Okay, but then you got to have that bootstrapping consciousness. What's that? God?
Like, no, it's just something unknowable beyond.
Well, it's not a
define your terms.
Yeah, what's observing? I mean, observation can be done by a device, and that would still count as collapsing the probability, or not collapsing, resolving the probability. Probabilities don't collapse; they just become real.
Hmm. It's a nice little spinny circle.
and these principles are starting to actually matter, which is when it's coming into quantum computing. Because somehow quantum entanglement is becoming a part of the process. I'm not sure how it works, but the collapsing of forcing one atom's collapse causing another atom's collapse somewhere else is how they're moving data so quickly through the system. But you're not supposed to be able to move information that fast. That's why Einstein was somewhat satisfied in that spooky action at a distance doesn't really count, because you can't get anything useful out of it. You can't communicate over vast distances instantaneously by collapsing the wave functions of entangled particles. But theoretically, you should be able to tell that the other particle has been collapsed, and now it is. So at least you should be able to know that, like, somebody collapsed the other waveform.
A switch was thrown.
You're right. That's what wound up out of the Bell experiments, as far as I could tell, is that you could tell with certainty that your entangled particle was collapsed at the other end, and vice versa. Once yours collapses and you determine its spin, you can determine that the other one has the opposite spin, whatever spin is applied to, because spin is a weird term that they use to affect different things, usually magnetic properties of an individual atom or molecule. Hmm. Like, when they're like, the spin of this entangled particle is up, that means it being sent through a magnet sends it in one direction. The other particle, when it gets sent through that magnet, will be sent in the opposite direction. That's how you can tell its spin. So if you have two particles that are entangled and you don't know which spin each one has, you send one through, you know its spin. The second you know that, you know the spin of the other one. But technically, those spins aren't known till they're observed. They're only probabilities, which is why the collapse occurs when you see one. Probability goes from probability to existence for both particles, only looking at one. Because they have to have some sort of conservation of their original charges or measurement, whatever the spin is going to be measuring. And out of the two, you have to get a balance because there's a conservation of energy. And that's the only reason they interfere, is because it's not real until it's... No phenomenon is a real phenomenon until it's an observed phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Who said that? Okay, it doesn't matter. Somebody did say that, and that's what's at play here.
Joe did.
I just heard you say it, man.
So, Schrodinger's cat is never in this weird superposition itself. It's in a superposition to your relative state. You cannot determine whether it's one or the other, and it is both at the same time. But that cat in that box is alive or dead, not both. Mm. It knows it's alive or it's dead. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Something, like, I get this weird feeling that scientists intentionally make things sound complicated to gatekeep people and to keep their funding going.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I don't think Schrodinger had that in mind. If you know anything about the man.
Oh, no. Some of us, no. Real. That's a real genius. That's talking a real person that contributed to scientists. Society. I'm saying, like, a lot of scientists now, You're not as likely to get a Schrodinger, because Schrodinger right nowadays is going to be fighting with Einstein and Penrose right now over the same grants. And they're going to be willing to lie about them.
Oh, wow.
To get money, because it's a profit motive, because we live in a terrible society.
They probably won't get the funding. They clawed it back.
Yeah, which is why they're going to Europe and China. And I'm sure some are even going to Russia because it's money.
Lord.
I mean, as bad as you think it is here, I mean, you go to the People's Republic of China, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, but...
That's far worse.
I'm assuming...
I mean, Europe sounds wonderful. I'm not going to lie to you. Why is it worse? What, to the People's Republic of China? I would argue it's probably worse. So, like, let's say you're a scientist... Yes, politically, I would say it's worse. Ecologically, it's worse.
Yeah.
Funding, because of their success in industry.
Yes.
Yeah, but, I beg to differ. I've been to China. And
yeah, China, but you're an outsider.
China makes the U.S. look like Slovenia. No, I'm sorry.
As far as development, right?
They're so far ahead in every respect. Transportation.
Yeah.
Building. Economy.
So there is a separation. You're right. They're incredibly iterating and doing things, but there is sort of this, the difference between there and here is there is a very strong firewall between their political class and their entrepreneurial class.
No, not exactly.
Right?
And that's the interesting thing. It's a really perplexing situation, because I went to an entrepreneurial group in Shanghai,
uh-huh.
and... They're heavily funded by the Chinese government, and yet they don't have access to Google. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, everything is being blocked, and yet they're supporting entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
But it's a paradox, and the government is playing both hands with it. They're at the same time they want to maintain control, and at the same time they know clearly that entrepreneurship is the key to the future.
Industry power.
So they support it heavily.
Yeah,
much more than here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Now,
I like the interesting split though. Is like that you say you can make anybody if you want to make something, you can make it in China so easily because everyone comes together and there's this partnership and co-investment, but. You know, you can make the little widget that plays a little music thing. And like, oh, that's great. But if that little widget says something against the government, you're gone. So there is a separation where, like, you do all the business, but don't cross these specific lines. And I think every society and culture has those rules and lines you can't cross of the day. And over here, we're starting to do the same sort of thing where people disappear if you're...
Well, dear listeners, if you want to cross on over into the dark side, you can follow us into the after show. Head on over to WGXE.org. Click on the listen button. A tab will pop up with all the options for WGXE's listening pleasure. Hit the bottom, you'll find Thingularity, where we will continue playing past the hour. We will go FCC free, and you will hear it. So just again, WGXE.org. Head there at the top of the hour if you want to keep listening to us. And if not, I'm sure the next thing on WGXE will be wonderful.
You're right. Yeah, their iteration and their technology is so far beyond. And their rivers are an air is choked.
And
there is a weird relationship between the government and their businesses where like they are forcing subsidies on everybody. And
yeah, you got to find a place.
Like, the businesses are being forced to work more than they should at almost a loss. And at some point, the government might just pull. Well, not pull,
they might
but
have to.
Come collect on all the loans that they forced on their businesses.
Oh, well, I mean.
Well, you could also just selectively enforce them. I mean, that's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're like, hey. You know, back to Brian's point, you know, if somebody starts singing the Winnie the Pooh Bear song and you get really mad.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Education camp you go with the...
You know, so then they call in your loans and then they wreck your day. I mean, I think that that's just the soft, let's just call it a soft power push. So if you took these loans, they can kind of like put their hand on your back and say, well, you owe me a bunch of money. And
well, they could do that to the United States because China owns, what, 3/4 of
yeah.
No, it's only like $1 trillion. And then again...
only like $1 trillion. Yeah.
I mean, out of 34 trillion, it's only $1 trillion. So, I mean, like, you do have that kludge overhead, but...
One thing that I found in China is the Chinese culture is so different than here. It's rooted in 45,000 years of history, whereas ours is rooted in 45 years of history. No, I mean, it's just...
Amen, 4,500.
It's so different, and the relationship between people and the government and people and other people is really different than here.
Yeah.
So... We don't really understand it, I don't think, and we sort of superimpose our own
values
about
on it. Yeah.
What government should be and what civilization should be like. But, yeah.
That was a big exposure during the Red Note switchover when TikTok was threatened. A whole bunch of Americans, instead of using American TikTok, which they knew was compromised, they got the actual direct version of TikTok from China called Red Note. And in this app, a lot of Americans just started talking directly to a lot of Chinese citizens. And a lot of people started discovering a lot of things about each other. And that went down for about a month or two. And then China made sure that all the IP pools were isolated to each other. So we can no longer talk to the Chinese citizens and vice versa. Because we were learning way too much about each other. We were learning that they